What's the story with your boy?
Well, I've got many boys.
It's good to see him come to the rescue today. You know, a lot of the official websites and blogs and shows out there, you know, in a dire need for a few headlines. So it's good to see old Diesel save the day a little bit today for him.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out!
That was a bit of fun. It's just stirring the pot a bit.
Look, for anyone out there who doesn't know what I'm talking about, Shaq today pretty much pasted the Instagram picture of his top five Lakers versus top five Chicago Bulls team. So the Lakers team was basically Magic, Kobe, Elgin Baylor, Shaq, and the Chief?
The Cap. His nickname is Cap.
The Captain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not a Lakers fan.
Chief is Robert Parrish, you flog.
Anyway, the Bulls team consisted of Derrick Rose, his Ennis, MJ, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and Horace Grant. Shaq's caption was basically his Lakers would beat the Bulls by 50. What do you think? Why stir the pot?
Well, as much as I love Shaq and the Lakers, the Bulls are winning, and that's because of one, Michael Jordan. He's the greatest of all time. There's no way he's the difference.
It's hard for me to argue. Like, that is a pretty intimidating Lakers team, but yeah, I don't know. That Bulls team, though, I mean, wow. But look, it was quite funny, though. Pip gets in on the action and says, you know, sorry, Shaq, I don't get caught up in hypotheticals. As we all know, all he knows is six titles, twice the amount he claimed in LA. So it's kind of like shots fired by Pippen. And then, of course, Shaq, you know, hits him back that he did okay, but, you know, MJ kind of did all the work.
I did say that. I saw Pip's reply.
Yeah, easy big fella. If only you're as good as free throws as you are talking smack.
There you go. I'm glad one of us prepared for this show.
Interesting little topic. Thought we'd touch on it for a little bit before we get into the real stuff. I mean, I don't know if that Bulls team could hold it down with the bigs of LA, but...
Are you kidding me?
It comes down to that guy, really.
Yeah, man, MJ can get it done. I mean, he'd look at that lineup and go, there's no way I'm losing this. And Pip, we all know who Pip was, and if Rose, this was Rose before the reconstruction.
Well, I'm assuming, see, whenever people throw these sort of hypotheticals out there, I always picture every player at their peak.
Yep.
So if every player is playing at their peak, and they were to play on this epic heaven is a playground scenario.
I know, like, Shaq's just all power, but Rodman used to do pretty well on Shaq, considering the size difference, but I don't know if Horace would stop the... No one could stop the Skyhook.
Well, he's got to get the ball. He's got to get the ball.
Now, well, we got Magic rather than Shaq get the ball, but I'm tipping the Bulls, A, because of Jordan, but B, this Bulls team would run them off their feet. Well, Shaq's not going to run all game, and Magic wasn't the quickest point guard going around it, but he was 6'9".
Ooh. Kobe at his prime, Magic in his prime, Shaq in his prime, Baylor at his prime. Like, come on, that's pretty...
Pip in his prime, Rodman, Horace.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, Rodman in his prime was 18 rebounds per game.
Yeah.
And when Horace in his prime, he made the All-Star team. 15 points and 10 rebounds. I would have liked to have each team have a sixth man, though.
Who's your sixth man? Fill me in.
Well, six man for the Bulls, I would have went Longley just to have that 7'2".
Oh, no.
Behemoth to match.
No, you don't go Longley.
Yeah, because look at the front court of the Lakers. It's massive.
What are you doing to me?
And then for the Lakers, I'd probably just go James Worthy or the logo.
Oh, I'd go the logo.
Yeah, you can almost throw Kobe at the three and put the logo in at the two.
Automatic.
That's it. You need a seven. The Bulls need a 7-footer. Still think they'd win, but they need a 7.
Okay, interesting.
Well, Longley is a good defender, and he could hit a jump shot. And he's an excellent passer of the ball, like all Aussie big men.
Look, a lot of our questions from the fans this week have been about a certain deal that went down today, a certain trade, if you will.
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets, finally. I think it took them summer league to see what they really had with Moutier, but they finally bite the bullet and trade Ty Lawson to the Houston Rockets. Interesting. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Like, they didn't give up a lot to get him.
No, what do they call it? A fire sale?
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, I really like it for the Rockets.
Man, I don't know. I'm in the same boat, because although they have just re-signed Beverly, it gives them a really good option. I mean, even if Beverly jumps back to that backup defensive point guard, I mean, I think that was the thing for us last season, right? We loved Beverly. He needed to be in the Houston Rockets lineup. Would have changed a lot for them. But yeah. I think we were both in agreement that we both felt like he still wasn't a starter. Fair call?
Yeah, I said that I think he was just a starter, but they did miss him in the playoffs.
Well, for me, he was like the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah, I honestly think Beverly's improving every year, but I don't think he's a bit of Lawson. I love the trade, but I think the depth is a little worrying for me. I think power forward is still an issue,
Jonas
comes along.
I honestly thought it was a little weird they didn't go back after Josh Smith. I don't know, I just kind of felt like that, hey, look, what about the whole Dwight-Josh Smith connection? That's all we heard about and read about when the deal went down.
Wasn't it a money issue for Josh Smith?
Well, I don't know.
Didn't Morey lowball him or didn't offer him as much?
Well, there's the thing. I believe one of the quotes was, it really made me scratch my head, because Josh Smith came out and said that he took winning over money to sign in at LA with the Clippers. Didn't the Houston Rockets go further than the Clippers last year?
Yeah, but I think...
How does that make any sense?
I think what he's saying is the Clippers, I think he likes the Clippers going out and getting Stevenson and Paul Pierce, and he's just like, you know what, I can add something more and we can go further.
I mean, I like the additions the Clippers have made, but I don't necessarily think they're better than Houston.
I think they are.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't know if I think that now, though.
No, the Clippers will win more games than Houston.
Ooh.
I just think they're a better team. I just think Houston's still going to win their fair share of games. I don't think they're a championship squad. They needed to address the power forward position. I know Monta Giannis is okay, but I'm not convinced he's your starting power forward in a championship team. Beverly back to the bench. Sam Decker's a rookie. Brewer's there. I think they're lacking a bit.
The deal for Lawson, it's not quite, you know, I think Caelan Woods on the courtside boards said it probably best, is, you know, it's not quite a Hibbert for a second rounder, but it's just a steal for Houston bringing in Lawson. And I just think it's going to add that much more. I mean, look, if he can shake the drink, then Houston's got themselves a bargain.
Yeah, and the good part for Houston, they've got protection now because Ty Lawson has agreed that his second year there isn't guaranteed money, so... Hopefully he keeps his nose clean and stays off the bottle.
Yeah.
But Houston do have, I think it's Houston, they've got, I can't remember his name, it's Montezell or Montijanis
or something?
No, that's Montijanis. I know he's a rookie, power forward. He shows a bit of promise. If he can help contribute right away, that would help. But he actually looked right in the summer league. I know it's just summer league, but he rebounds, he's tough, he can finish. So see what happens, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait for the real season to start and all the dreamers, their little cloud bubbles get burst when they realise that, yeah, that guy in summer league that killed it, is about your 11th man on your bench.
Well, one thing that pissed me off, Laker fans in Vegas booed D'Angelo Russell.
See, that's just ridiculous.
It was that game where he had like 8-5 and 8 turnovers.
Yeah.
And then the next game he came out at 21. So, you know, just take it easy. He's a 19-year-old kid who's a freshman in college.
I spoke to a friend at work about this. Shout out to Nick if you're listening. Look, D'Angelo Russell, he's trying to remember the offense right now. He's trying not to do too much. He's just... like anyone, first game, he's probably got a little bit of jitters. and he's just finding his way around. He's trying to run the offense the way they want him to run it. He's not in his comfort zone. He hasn't played a single NBA game yet. Summer League doesn't count. I don't care what anyone says. It's not their first official NBA game. It's not. Well, it's not in front of that crowd. It's not in. It's not in that atmosphere. It's not with the starters. It's not with that pure athletic talent. They're really working out their benches and what pieces they got. And yeah, it is a little bit show and prove, but it's not an NBA game. So, and it's the same with Minnesota Timberwolves fans. I was reading today a big thing about Karl Anthony Towns, how, you know, what's wrong with him and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, relax. You've got to be in this for the long haul. They're not going to win you a chip first year.
No, that's right. That's right. And the thing with Russell, I watched how many games they play, 4 or 5? I think I missed one or two. But I watched his last two, and he was hitting guys with some passes that just, you made you just sit back and go, holy Toledo, what a pass. But you know what the problem was?
What?
His teammates weren't expecting it, so they weren't catching him. And they were going out of bounds, and they were fumbling. They were, holy shit. What the hell, a pass? Russell sees the game ahead of most people. What he's got, you can't teach.
Now, imagine those passes to good players.
Well, I can tell you now, Randall ain't going to drop him. Bass isn't. You know, this is where guys like Brandon Bass, Roy Hibbert, Kobe, who else is out there, Nick Young, these guys won't drop those. He's going to show us this year glimpses of what he's going to be in the future. I've thought of this a lot in the summer league. I always think back to Gary Payton in his first year as a rookie.
Ooh.
Wasn't flashy. Some people were questioning whether it was a good pick by the Sonics, but they just let him develop in his own time, and he turned out to be an absolute stud. And the same thing, I'm totally, absolutely confident, the same thing will happen with D'Angelo Russell. You can't teach what he's got.
Relax. Like I said on, I think, our last show, it's kind of that thing, like, with the rookies, you really got to weigh them up come that All-Star break.
Yep.
You know, that's where you're going to see who's who and what these guys are really made of. I mean, remember, like, the what's NCAA, like 24 games or something? Like, it's so small, so sample size. Like, it's these guys are playing, like, their full season by the time NBA's hit their All-Star break. So,
well, the thing that went against D'Angelo was that Okafor came out and had two really good games and was showing the post-game and you know, the good footwork, and he was hitting shots. It's like, yeah, well, that's all well and good. And good for Okafor. Like, happy for him. But then that sort of, you know, oh, geez, did we take the wrong guy? If you watch NBA and you're watching this summer league with Russell, you can tell he's got something.
But that's the whole thing with Okafor versus D'Angelo Towns. I mean, D'Angelo Towns. Oh, sorry.
there's the name of the show.
Wow. That's the whole thing, you know, between those two guys, you know, as far as them being as high as they were. I mean, if you're taking Russell, then you're taking him on the merits of the potential that's there and, you know, what he can potentially give you, whereas Okafor, you're drafting him on what he can give you now.
Let's judge this draft in, like, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is going to be unhappy, really.
No, I think it's going to work out sweet for all teams, you know, involved. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're talking top three.
It's kind of like, relax, guys, relax. Right? Season hasn't even started yet, and you guys are already throwing the hat in. Like, come on now.
It's Nacho Libre said, mate. Hey, take it easy.
Oh, just to look, this is a mini-sode, so I can talk about this. It is a little bit NBA related, but not really. So let me paint a scenario for you. I was out the other night and went to a public bathroom.
With Enes Kanter?
I hate you. Shut up. For starters, I don't get people in public bathrooms. Like, I don't understand why you piss all over the floor.
I'm not liking where this is going.
Look, all I'm going to say is, look,
you're going to say there was a hole in the...
No. I didn't go to the store because, you know, they'd pissed all over the floor or whatnot. I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to shit in that. That's disgusting. So I went to the little, you know, the little cubicle and...
And there was a hole in the side.
No, no one would lie. I lift up the porcelain lid and there was a piston sticker on the inside of the toilet. It
wasn't Keel King, was it?
Why? What would possess someone... So A, put a sticker there at all. B, a piston sticker there. And I don't understand people, Vince.
You're telling me, mate.
I'm baffled. I'm like, and so as I'm peeing on it.
There's a visual we didn't need.
As I'm peeing, I'm thinking, why would you want to stick your hand in there? Like, because I'm looking at it and go, look, the sticker's kind of half in, half out of the water. So this person's obviously gotten their hand wet at some stage.
Can we move on, please?
I'm just saying, it's a little weird.
You are a sick unit. Can I just apologise for Hank McCoy? Sorry if you're eating breakfast, listening to this, or eating dinner or lunch.
I'm just saying.
You are a flog. Move on, I don't want to hear about this crap.
Well, look, let's jump into a few questions then, shall we?
Yeah, I've got one from, I know I've got one from TJ Hollis, so.
Well, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, what teams and topics you'd like to hear about on this week's show. We've got a couple this week. It's been a little bit of a dry spell since the big hoo-ha of trades and that unloaded the last few days, but we do have a few. A lot of the questions were related to the Ty Lawson deal with Houston, so we've kind of touched on that, so we won't jump into that, or his drinking issues. But TJ Hollis does have a hypothetical for you. TJ wants to know, Vince, you are guaranteed that at some point in the next 5 drafts, the Lakers will pick up a generation-defining talent. However, whenever the Lakers win a game during the next 10 years, you will throw up in the back of your mouth about 2 shots worth. No matter where you are or whatever you're doing, do you take it?
Well, first of all, TJ clearly doesn't know my diet because I actually do that every day anyway. So I could... yes, I do that.
Sacrifice.
Kidding me? It's easy.
That has got to be one of the strangest questions.
It's a great question.
We've ever had on the show. Our good friend Loz in Transit, he wants to know our favourite sleeper teams heading into the new season. Let's say 2. Give me 1 from the East and 1 from the West, Vince.
1 from the East. I'm going to go Phoenix. Sorry, they're West.
Whoa.
We are putting out just some quality podcasting tonight.
The edit will save us.
I'm glad you spoke about the toilet because this is going straight to the toilet. Yeah, so did you say East first or West or whatever? I'm going Phoenix. I was going to go Sacramento, but I think I'll stick with Phoenix.
Hmm.
East? Wow. I'm going to go the Pistons.
Oh, really? Okay.
I like what Ron Jeremy's done out there.
They look stacked.
Yeah, man, they're going to be all right. I'm thinking playoffs.
You think of playoffs?
Yeah.
I think it's very doable in the East. Very doable in the East.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know if it's a sleeper team or not. I mean, they did make the playoffs last year, but my sleeper for the league.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up.
I thought you were having a crack at the Pistons.
Like, no.
They didn't make the playoffs.
No, I don't know if they're a sleeper team or not, but I want to say Milwaukee. I just think they're going to have a better year than what they did last year.
Surprise.
Well,
you've got a hard on for them.
I know. I think people are still sleeping on them, even though they made playoffs last year. I just think they're going to be that much better this year.
Yeah.
Guys coming off injury, big signing with Greg Monroe. I mean, it's another year together for that young unit.
How do you pick living in Milwaukee over LA?
It's a tough call.
Maybe we should have had Kamal Hilton on to... Actually, where is Kamal? I haven't seen him for a while. Was it on Facebook or Twitter?
It's soccer season, my friend.
Soccer schmocker.
We'll have to have him on the show soon, I think.
Yeah.
Get him on for a yarn. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
And in the West, my sleeper team... I'll go with Sacramento.
That's either going to go really well or really bad.
I reckon they'll make the playoffs. I like all their recent signings. I think they look like Vlade is doing a fantastic job of stacking this roster right now.
Man, Vlade thinks he's playing 2K.
He really does, right?
He's just trading and signing everyone.
I mean, they bring in Rondo, Bellinelli, Costa Koufos, great backup big man. Butler, Caron Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got some pieces to really, if they can put it together,
they are
going to shock some people. Yeah. Like, I really feel like with this, like, Vladdy's got like one shot and he's just gone, you know what? I'm throwing Hail Marys.
You know what I can see happening? I can see eventually Carl getting the boot and Vladdy doing both roles.
Coach GM?
Like Doc Rivers. Yeah.
No. Really?
I can see that, yeah. I love Vladdy. You know, one of my prized possessions is my Vlade Divac's jersey T-shirt. I love it so much I won't wear it.
Wow. Really?
I love Vlade.
Is it Lakers? Or is it...
Yeah, it's Lakers. Okay. Yeah. He was awesome at the Lakers. Fitting that he ended his career there at the age of 37.
Our last question comes from our good friend, Joey, from Timbal's Explosion, who recently just held his State of the Timbal's show, their annual show, end of the year, talking all things Minnesota Timbal's with, I believe, a guest star, none other than himself, but the People's Champ.
Yeah, so don't let that put you off, but check it out. It was fun. Love talking with the big JoJo.
Joey wants to know our thoughts on the early Towns and Zach LaVine forming an early bromance in Minnesota.
Oh, have they? I didn't see this question.
It can only be a good thing. It's chemistry. It's, you know, you've already got the LaVine Wiggins, you know, Bounce Brothers tag going there. Things are really heading in a good direction for Minnesota.
So is this a bromance on and off the court?
I think it's just, you know, these guys enjoy each other's company, hanging out, they're bros. Like,
well, that's going to help on the court. So,
I mean, if you've got LaVine, who's just been flat out killing it this summer, I mean, played fantastic in Summer League, I believe in the, was it the Pro-Am game in Seattle the other day? Dropped 49.
Couldn't bring up a 50.
Hit the game-winning three-pointer, so he'll take that, I suppose. But, these kids down in Minnesota.
Having a bromance and then everyone getting along, that helps the whole scheme of things, you know what I mean? Like, it's just bringing out the Dennis DeNudo. It's going to put a good vibe of the thing, you know? It's when teams get along, and I'm sure in practice they'll still butt heads every now and then because I think every team does, but... Yeah, man, the bromance with chemistry on the court, and for the millionth time, I'll say it, massively good times ahead for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're getting the recipe just right to just build this team, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope Joey can get a championship because I don't think there's anyone in Minnesota who wants a championship more than Joey.
Yeah.
He will go missing for like 6 months.
Oh, no.
You'll have to check gutters, bars, urinals, cuticles, because he'll be in there face down in a urinal just blind drunk. Oh,
that's disgusting. Hey, I think we should give a little bit of a shout out, Vince.
Oh, well, I'm always up for a shout out
to A&D Sports Management and your good friend Ahmed doing some
go ahead.
I was just gonna say doing some great stuff over there. I believe they're launching in a couple of days.
Yeah, they're launching a website in a couple of days. They're on Facebook under A&D Sports Management, so head on over, give them a like. They've got some exciting things happening in Melbourne in about a week or so. Check their Facebook page out. You'll hear some pretty good news coming out of there regarding an NBA player visiting Melbourne, Miami Heat. Foot Locker's on board. The Collingwood Football Club's on board. Basketball Australia's on board. So check them out. They've only been going a few months, but they're already making a name for themselves out there. So
the courtside seal of approval from us, so we're on board, and we'll throw some links up on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, so you guys can go out, check them out, and send them some likes and some goodwill their way.
Absolutely. Check them out. Ahmed's a great guy, and he'd appreciate the likes. Not that they need our help, because they're absolutely flying.
Yes. Hey, I was just thinking then, just before we leave.
We're going to shut this quality podcast down.
That question about our sleepers from Los in Transit, I always forget about it, but I suppose the pick in the East would really have to be the Pacers. I was watching today clips of Paul George already doing like windmills and 360 dunks off his broken leg.
Jesus. Yeah, look, they're going to be really good, but I'll just like the Pistons.
Paul George is going to be scary if he comes out this year and somehow manages to get the MVP.
I don't know, man. I don't see him as an MVP just yet. I don't know why. I just don't see it. But slight little rumblings down there. I don't know if Bird's ruling that place with an iron fist, man. They want Paul George to play some power forward, and Paul George is not keen.
No.
And Larry's just turned around and said, well, we decide, who plays where in the minutes and all that sort of stuff. So
really? Powerful. Yeah. I mean, unless they go on some sort of small ball.
Oh, it's because this bloody Warriors team won using small ball. Everyone wants to bloody do it.
See what you did? See what you did, Golden State?
Well, the thing is, if say, Miami win it next year and Hassan Whiteside dominates, everyone's like, oh, we've got to get ourselves a centre. It's gone back to being big now.
Doesn't it happen every year, though? Like, doesn't it feel like it happens every year? Like, yeah. I remember when Lakers won that chip and Lamar was, like, fantastic, so everyone was looking for, like, you know, a small forward who could play some four and stretch the floor, and then,
go ahead and drink and do drugs, back on and play.
Spurs win, so everyone wants a Spurs coach and change the culture, and it's like, come on, guys. Settle down. Charlotte's like, what are we doing this year, fellas?
You know they only traded Fondly because they couldn't find a take it for Cody Zeller?
I did read that.
Oh, my God.
I did read that. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Oh,